Good morning and welcome to Sports Interview with Ann Liguori on this Saturday morning. Glad you can join me where I am every Saturday morning right here on WLIW 88.3 FM Southampton, serving Eastern Long Island and Southern Connecticut, 96.9 in Western Suffolk, and streaming at WLIW.org/radio and on your favorite streaming platforms. And each show is archived on my website at annliguori.com and distributed on my podcast via Audioboom and iTunes. Well, this morning, I will introduce you to three extraordinary athletes in the adaptive golf community. Anthony Netto is an international ambassador for adaptive golfers. He's a paraplegic and master golf instructor and co-founded Verticat, an all-terrain mobility rider that gives paralyzed or physically challenged golfers a sit-to-stand experience. Very innovative. Anthony will tell you all about it in his segment. Steve Dowd is a USAF retired staff sergeant, a Paralympian, a member of the 2024 Karen's Cup team, which is similar to a Ryder Cup team, for the top adaptive golfers in the country. Steve uses the Verticat in his golf competitions. And Max Tagasella is an adaptive golfer who won the 2023 U.S. Adaptive Open in the seated division using the Verticat. These three inspiring individuals shared their stories and their success with the Verticat, the innovative all-terrain mobility rider for paralyzed and challenged golfers. Enjoy this edition of Sports Interview with Ann Liguori. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Ann Liguori, and it is my pleasure to welcome in Steve Dowd. He is a retired staff sergeant in the Air Force, a Paralympic athlete, a member of the 2024 U.S. Karen's Cup team. He is a above-knee double amputee, which resulted from a motorcycle accident about 30 years ago. And I'm sure we'll get into that a little bit, Steve, but it's a pleasure to have you on Sports Interview. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
So have you always been an athlete, Steve?
I would say yes. Probably just your normal, typical athletic guy in high school. However, my military career that I chose, you really had to be pretty much a college to professional level athletic type ability to do that particular job. So I would say yes. And then once I got medically retired, I just pursued the world of adaptive athletics.
And did you pursue golf in that adaptive community right off the bat or?
Did not. I pursued wheelchair basketball, sitting volleyball with the United States team. Golf was pretty much something that was just introduced to me. You know, probably 5 years ago, and I really wasn't a golfer, but I retired from just about everything and was looking for something just to take up that time.
So you've only been playing golf for 5 years?
Yeah, 5 years, really.
That's amazing. Do you, well, you've obviously are a very excellent athlete. So how do you compare golf to all the other sports that you've competed in through the years?
Golf is unique in the fact that it's one of the only sports where the individual controls your own destiny. I mean, you're not relying on teammates to perform, coaches necessarily to perform. It's all on you. And what I like about it is it's so technical and it's so challenging that every day, every shot can be different.
Absolutely. And it's mentally as challenging as physically, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I would say more so than just about any other sport, because the second you start having doubt and negativity, there goes your swing.
So how, you must have gotten into it pretty easily, but not easily, but maybe quickly, because 5 years in the whole scheme of things as a golfer is not a very long time. It takes Most people, years and years and years to feel get to the point where they feel good about playing the game.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to get into some veterans only clinics through a program called PGA Hope. And I just really took advantage of the instruction. I was naturally athletic and the hand-eye coordination was there. It was for me really just learning the game and, perfecting the swing and the techniques needed to do that. It's really hard for me because I lose a certain percentage of my game every year over the winter. There's just really no way, for me to pull the verticat in the snow and in the cold temperatures just to go hit inside someplace.
Right. I mean, you live in Indiana, right? So that's why your golf season is limited, but you mentioned the VertiCat, and I'm sure if you could play in the snow, the VertiCat would get you up and down the terrain even in the snow. But talk a little bit about the VertiCat and the impact that this mobility rider for all terrain for paralyzed and challenged walkers has had on you as an athlete.
I would think, first and foremost, it's state of the art. It is the top piece of equipment from a manufacturer and a technological standpoint that's out there right now. It's the most versatile, the most adaptable, adjustable vehicle that's, in use today. And I think that it's going to do a world of different things for a lot of different people once they get exposed to that type of machine.
Well, I know the VertiCat has a unique ability to elevate golfers into a standing position. How much of a impact does that have on you as a golfer?
Well, I mean, I would say anytime that a disabled athlete or golfer, who does have the mobility or the standing challenges, the more upright you can become, the better your swing, the greater the distance, et cetera. But it's very challenging, especially to somebody like myself. Not only do I have to adjust the seat height, I also have to position the cart. And I also have to manage my artificial knees as well, because they're all moving and functioning and part of the swing every time. And it can be challenging.
So how long did it take you to get used to the VertiCat?
It didn't take really that long. What you run into, and this is common with a lot of other adaptive athletes as far as their own equipment, there's an adjustability, growing pains with it because it is so customizable, right off the floor. You have to, to work out some of the kinks, so to speak, with every individual that uses it. Somebody that's 5'11" is not going to have the same setup as me, who's 6'3". And so, that takes time, that takes going out in it a few times, going to the driving range, getting it basically fine-tuned. It's an excellent machine right off, the floor, so to speak. But it's like a lot of things in the adaptive world, it needs to be set up uniquely for the individual.
Right, it takes a little bit of time to set it up. The beauty of it is it's flexible enough where you can adjust it to your needs. And again, getting back to the fact that it elevates golfers into a standing position, that facilitates a more natural swing. So I'm sure you feel the difference, right?
You really do, especially for somebody like myself, being so tall. The more upright I can get just takes a lot of other things out of play. if I were to sit lower in a stance, then I have an issue of possibly swinging across my knees and hitting my legs, and all kinds of bad things can happen with that. So, getting in an actual golf position and getting that position the same every time, that's the challenge.
We're talking to adaptive golfer Steve Dowd. And for people, Steve, who do not know much about the adaptive world, can you kind of describe what it is like to be an adaptive golfer in terms of the opportunities out there to train and compete?
Sure, it's definitely a growing sport. I've been involved with it now for several years, and even in that short time, I've seen it grow tremendously. There are opportunities not only for training through various organizations and companies throughout the country. There are now adaptive tournaments almost in every geographic area of the United States. We struggle a little bit, obviously, in the Midwest with weather, but we also have a lot of tournaments once the season kicks off.
That's awesome. So you have these opportunities to c compete. You're a competitive athlete. You love this. I can imagine you love the competition aspect of it. And coming up in July, you have the Caron's Cup. Talk a little bit about that because that's exciting. It's kind of like a Ryder Cup format.
Absolutely. It really is our adaptive golf's rider style event. We will have almost all, if not all, disability categories represented at the tournament, and I'll be representing the seated division up there, using the VertiCat. For me, I've always been all about Team USA. I've got red, white, and blue running through my veins, from my military days to my Paralympic days, and now, joining Team USA and the Caron's Cup. I mean, that's me. I would much rather watch an international sporting event on TV than anything, local. So
What's your
I'm
average score, Steve, when you play in these competitions? What do you normally shoot?
Most golfers play the tee box or yardages that are, equivalent to, let's say, their age, which may or may not necessarily be where they should be playing. Adaptive golfers, such as myself, that use a seated device like the VertiCat, we always play the shortest yardage possible on the course. So that can vary anywhere from 4,600 yards to almost 5,200 yards. It just depends on what tournament you're at. So scores are somewhat relative to that, but I would say that most seated golfers in the area of 4,800 to 5,000 yards are shooting low 80s.
That's incredible. Really impressive. Really, no matter what the distance is. I mean, that is just those are great scores if you're averaging in the low 80s. So, do you think your military career maybe has a lot to do with why you've become such a good player in such a relatively short period of time? I mean, as far as maybe your training and being so strong mentally.
I think that does have a lot to do with it. Probably more the physical aspect than the mental aspect. Just, always being in good shape and maintaining my health, allows me to go out and continue to do these kinds of things and perform at, these higher levels. The mental aspect is also important. I mean, coming off of a military career and then going into other athletics that require, the time, the dedication, and the mindset, to perform at a very high level. It's all relative in really everything that I do.
I'm sure it helps, right? Because you have to be so mentally strong to score well in golf and to enjoy it. So you must have a passion for golf, right? After all these years.
I think I have a passion to be active and to get outside. And, golf is just a way for me to meet other people, socialize, exercise, and yet still, have a little bit of a competitive nature to it as well. And for me, at this point in my life, I'm just as interested in introducing the VertiCat and adaptive golf to new players as I am using it myself.
Well, exactly. I think it's a matter of perhaps educating others about all the innovative technology in that VertiCat. From what I can see, it seems to be like the Hummer of all vehicles for adaptive golfers. So I'm excited when I see people maneuver it and use it and, going down slopes and in bunkers and anything else you'd love to say about the VertiCat to educate my audience about what this vehicle actually, how this vehicle helps people like you pursue your passion of golf.
Well, I think first and foremost, what I would say is that it is an adaptive mobility device that can be used for a lot of things. We've had experiences in the past with somebody being able to just stand upright for the first time and look their future brides in the eyes at the altar. And that for us as a foundation and VertiCat users, that's almost as important as it is for the first time that an athlete goes out and stands up and shoots archery or swings a golf club or throws a frisbee on a frisbee golf course. There's just the uses are endless for it. And I think that's what I see more so with the VertiCat than I do other mobility devices, is that it's the versatility of that machine is it's unmatched by anything that's out there.
Steve Dowd, thank you so much. It's great to catch up with you. All the best in the upcoming Karen's Cup and have fun with that VertiCat. Can't wait to
Absolutely.
hear how you do with it this summer.
Great. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. And I look forward to the Karen's Cup as well. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Ann Liguori, and it is my pleasure to welcome in Max Tagasella, who is an adaptive athlete. Welcome to Sports Interview.
Hi, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
First of all, how did you become a T12 paraplegic?
So I became paralyzed 2 years ago, on February 19th of 2022. It was during my senior year in high school, and me and my buddies, we decided to go on a ski trip. And we went up to Sun Valley, Idaho. And basically, the first day, first run, I was surprised by bumps and ice, and I tried stopping really quick. And then I ejected from my skis. I landed weird on my back. And basically, that first impact on the ground, I instantly came paralyzed. So I had no feeling in my legs or no movement. And when the ski patrol came and said, "Hey, are you all right?" and stuff, I was like, "Yeah." And they were asking me, "Can you feel and can you move?" And I was like, "No, I can't move or feel anything." So.
Wow, that is intense. I'm so sorry about that. But you're smiling. Every time I've talked to you, you've always had such a positive attitude.
Yeah. I've looked at it like you have two choices in life, to either be mad and angry and blame other people, blaming God, but or you can choose to be happy and accept what happened to you and move on. And so I've accepted it and moved on from it.
So now, what does T12 mean, paraplegic?
So T12 is on my spine. There's a bunch of vertebrae and there are a ton, and I'm around the T12, which is around my belly button. So my belly button and down, I have no feeling. And that's where my break is the T12.
So how have you been able to adjust? You're a young man, always very athletic, it sounds like, up until this point, and continuing with your athleticism, it just in a whole different light now.
Yeah, I think for how active I was before, and when this happened to me, I wanted to stay active. And so I wanted to push my limits and go out and golf again and ski again as soon as I can. And I had that just that motivation to get out of the house and kind of get out of the wheelchair a little bit was kind of my motivation.
Now, did you golf before this accident?
I did. I've been golfing since I was 3 years old.
Oh, wow. And what kind of golfer were you when you were before the accident?
I was a scratch handicap
Oh,
golfer
my.
before. I was actually going to go, I was on my way to play college golf during my senior year. I committed to play for this college in Wyoming called Central Wyoming University. And then my ski accident happened, so I could no longer play in college golf.
But you are playing adaptive tournaments and you won the US Adaptive Open in Pinehurst in 2023 in the seeded category. Congratulations. Talk about that experience.
Oh, that was it was an amazing experience. For me just being fairly injured, newly injured, and seeing all these other adaptive athletes and the accommodations that they had to make to swing the golf club was pretty cool to witness. And then to go out there and to win it was even better. It was just a little bonus that I was super appreciative after it all happened.
So now you won this seeded category at the US Adaptive Open last year using a VertiCat.
Yes.
And this whole show, we've been talking about the extraordinary VertiCat and has it really, it's really emerged as this breakthrough in mobility assistance with stability, power, speed, and easy adjustability. So talk a little bit about you and the VertiCat.
So I got introduced to the VertiCat about 2 weeks before the Adaptive Open, and I flew out to Minnesota where they're manufactured, and I met the owners. I met Anthony again off, and then he showed me the VertiCat, and I tried golfing in it. And the first time I golfed in it, I was like, "Whoa!" I was mostly surprised about the power and the speed that it had. I was like, "I think I could play every golf course." Any golf course with other how many hills or however how far it is, I think I could play it in this machine. Where when I've tried other machines that it just doesn't seem like it would fit for every golf course, but the VertiCat seems like it could play any golf course, which was pretty huge for me.
So now you were using other machines before this?
Yes, I used the Paragolfer before.
Right. And how does the VertiCat compare to that? What improvements are in the VertiCat?
Some improvements that they've made is the adjustability. It can adjust super quick and easily to any height anyone is and the weight and stuff like that. The speed and the power, like I said, the battery life. But my swing didn't change too much. The foot plate did get wider on the VertiCat, which was it was actually pretty nice because my balance was a little bit better because I had a wider stance. Where in the Paragolfer, your feet are together. So you're kind of more top heavy. So it was kind of nicer to have that feature with the VertiCat.
So, how has it impacted your life on and off the course, would you say?
It's been great. I mean, I'm lucky enough to have the VertiCat just to stand every day, where some people in wheelchairs, they can't stand and hug their parents or their wife or their husband, where I can stand up and give my mom and dad a hug and stuff like that. It's something that people don't realize that they don't appreciate, I would say.
Right. And Anthony Netto, when I was talking with him, co-founder of the VertiCat, was also talking about how that circulation of standing up and being supported in this vehicle is so important you know, the golf is great to be able to use it playing golf, but just to, you know, to stand up and get that, the movement in your body, right? It's from a health perspective, it's so crucial.
Yeah. It's a big relief on my back too. The pain in my back from sitting all day. And when I stand up, I feel just that pain release. And I think it's really beneficial for people's health.
So are you using it this year? Tell me about your upcoming schedule and what your expectations and hopes are for your golf season.
I got an adaptive tournament in Scottsdale, and hoping to win that one. That one's kind of just to help me prepare for the next adaptive open that's going to be held in Kansas, at Station Creek Golf Course, July 8th through the 12th. So, and I'm going to go back and try to defend my title. And yeah.
It's coming up. It's July 8th through 10th, the U.S. Adaptive Open. It was in Pinehurst the first couple of years, and now it's out on the other side of the country in Kansas. Yeah. And you grew up in Utah. So how did you get to be such a great golfer when, you know, you were skiing most of the year?
I think it's a good time for me to take a little break from golf, to go out and ski and do something a little bit different, try new things. And it's helped me a little bit to take that little break, but still hitting the golf club at least once a week, going to the indoor facility that I, have connections with here in Utah. So.
Oh, so you can practice indoors, obviously year round, so that you can keep your game up when, you know, when it is snowing in
starts, yeah.
Utah,
yeah.
Right? So I understand you're newly engaged. Congratulations. Tell me about your fiance.
Thank you. Yeah. Me and my fiance, we met, at college, actually our first year. We had a communications class together and we were put into a small group, and I asked her out on a date, and we dated for a year and a half, and then I just proposed last March, and so she said yes, and we're planning on getting married on in December. So,
well, congratulations! Do you have the spot picked out for the wedding?
Yeah, just a venue here in Utah, in northern Utah. So
it must be beautiful there.
Yeah.
What is your favorite golf course to Ooh. Play?
My favorite golf course. Oh, that's tough. If it's here in Utah, I would say it's Black Desert, the new one that just barely got open, that the PGA just announced that they're going to be having an event there.
Sure, I've heard of Black Desert.
Yeah, I just barely played there last month, and the views were crazy, and it was amazing. And I think my number one would probably be Torrey Pines, the North Course. So, yeah.
You get around.
Yep.
Good for you, Max. So how can other people in similar situations kind of connect with VertiCat? Do you educate other people about this vehicle? I mean, how would they know about this really innovative vehicle?
So I post on social media, on Instagram mostly. I have a VertiCat page for them, and I post content of tutorial videos, me playing golf, me doing other stuff, just showing off the VertiCat. And then on my personal Instagram account, I just post mostly just straight golf content of me playing golf in it and showing off like that wheelchair people can play golf and compete against other able-bodied players too, which is pretty amazing. And both of those you can find just on VertiCat. If you just search VertiCat on Instagram, and then my personal account, which is just MadMax42. I've been building that brand for about 2 years, just since my accident, showing that people in wheelchair can do anything, and that I didn't let this accident destroy me or slow me down. I show that I learned from it, and I can move on from trials like that.
That is such an important message. So on Instagram, you're at MadMax42.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I saw you have a great following, and I just think that message is so crucial to get out. How have you managed to maintain this positivity? I mean, we talked a little bit about it, you know, before. You can choose, you know, to be negative or you can choose to be positive, but you must have some deep inner strength to be able to be always so positive, right? Or maybe you have some bad days, who knows?
Well, obviously everyone's going to have bad days, but it's also how you respond to those bad days. It's like I said, you have two choices to make. But also, I have a huge support system with my fiance always being there for me and my family, especially during when I had my accident and the community around here in northern Utah. The Utah home builders actually built an addition to our house to accommodate for me and for my wheelchair to fit around the kitchen area and my bathroom and the bedroom. So that was it's pretty amazing to have that. I made that community come together for me, and it makes me just feel a lot better and not have to worry so much. So it was a lot easier to be positive when I had these amazing people around me.
Sounds like the community there is just incredible. What great support. Very, very uplifting and inspirational. And of course, the VertiCat community has also been very supportive of your tournaments and of your schedule, right?
Yes, they do a lot for me, and I appreciate them so much. They have driven over 24 hours to come watch me play and to bring me a VertiCat to play in, so I don't have to worry about traveling with my own. They want the best for me, and I want the best for them. So, yeah.
Well, Max, continued success. You're a real delight to meet and to talk to, and your message is so important. So continue to spread your positivity and your inspiration, and all the best with your VertiCat, and just continued success. It's such a pleasure to get to know you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to meet you too.
Thank you so much. Thanks for being on Sports Interview.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Golf Interview with Ann Liguori. My guest is Anthony Netto, co-founder of a company that pioneered and manufactures the innovative VertiCat. It's an all-terrain mobility rider for paralyzed and challenged golfers. And Anthony is also the founder of the Stand Up and Play Foundation. He's been a head coach for the U.S. golf team at the Invictus Games in Toronto. Boy, he coached the German Special Olympics team to gold medals. I could go on and on and on about Anthony Netto. First of all, welcome to Golf Interview, Anthony. It's so great to talk with you.
Good morning, Anne. Great to be here. Thank you for the invite.
Well, before we get into describing the VertiCat, which is really the Hummer of all vehicles for those who are paralyzed or physically challenged in some way, I want to hear your story. Your story is incredible, and people don't know, but you're paralyzed from the waist down. Tell us your story.
Well, it started 1990. I was in Africa and we had a mission, and I got injured in 1991, January the 28th, which left me paralyzed. And I was very blessed that through stem cell, I've since obviously recovered a little bit, that I can stand, I hold myself up and lock my knees in. I don't have any feeling from my belly button down, but and if I don't have vertigo, I can actually even let go and look, mom, I'm standing again, type of thing. But otherwise, if I do that too long, I end up falling down again. But I've been blessed through, you know, the golf and therapy. I then got hit by a drunk driver 5 years later, which put me a little bit back in the saddle because I couldn't use the crutches and the braces. And that left me also a little really frustrated and angry with the world. I then also went to a doctor about May 2000. I'll never forget it. I was having incredible pain and vertigo issues, and I couldn't see properly. And they diagnosed me. First, they said Gulf War syndrome. Then they said multiple sclerosis. So I said, well, this is obviously going to be an issue. They told me because it gets progressive and eventually you know, well, I'm in a wheelchair. So what's going to happen? Well, this other people have actually, you know, passed on. And I said, well, okay, so that's going to be my, you know, challenge to, you know, keep breathing, because that actually did scare me, because I was taking breaths and I couldn't get any air. My something was just going higher and higher and higher, and they filled me full of cortisone, and that, you know, to 14 days later, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. So I decided, you know, it's either hop or top, and, you know, where I come from, it's not, there's a lot of gray matter, yes, but you either got to decide which way you want to go. And I had been working, I don't know how many years, in the suicidal prevention team. And I'd seen a lot of really good dudes, you know, decide they didn't want to be a burden on their family and the surroundings and did take their lives. And, you know, I'd been with helping with golf, you know, suicide prevention, using golf as a great tool. And people motivated me to get back into golf. And the only problem was, how the hell do you do this out of a seated position without getting bed sores? because that also puts you back in hospital and causes obviously a lot of issues. I think even Christopher Reeves died as a result of a bed sore through blood poisoning, you know, pressure.
Right. So no, tell me, so how long, Anthony, how long have you been paralyzed? How many years?
Since 1991. And obviously I was using braces in between. So I wasn't the wheelchair. I never accepted the wheelchair in the beginning. I'd say since, you know, the late 90s is basically I was a wheelchair bound. Yeah.
I met you just a few months ago at the PGA show in Orlando, and I have never seen you look depressed or down. You have so much high energy, and you spend your days really running the Stand Up and Play Foundation and promoting the VertiCat, and you're just so passionate about it. So, you know, let's get into, you know, the history of the VertiCat a little bit, because this is a vehicle that is really transforming the adaptive golf community and beyond. So how did the VertiCat get developed?
Right. So the problem, we started 20 years ago with, I got together with a friend of mine, and we actually went to a very large company, and we designed what is called and still is known, very well known, as the Paragolfer. It was made by a medical company for us in Germany called Ottobock. They make all these high-tech legs and arms that cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. And the deal was that they were supposed to just build it for us, and we would handle the pricing, and we'd handle the sales. Unfortunately, you know, I'm not the businessman. I let that get out of hand. And my friend, we decided to part ways, and I ended up working for Ottobock, because they realized that, you know, I'm the guy that they wanted to keep moving and this product. And we did it for almost 20 years now. The problem was the pricing just went crazy. And I, with the Stand and Pay Foundation, we were given the gift to give people standing equipment. And that was the problem. We were buying these, and I bought over 350 or 400 of these over the last, 14 years. And I eventually just came to a point where we just couldn't afford it anymore. And so I was very fortunate to meet Tim Nicholson, where I had been doing a charity event for 10 years on Veterans Day every year on the 11th of November. And we'd been able to buy one or two paragolfers every year from that money. But it was getting so bad, the pricing, I could barely afford one. So, and he said, "I heard you had problems. How can I help you?" I have a manufacturing company, and my eyes lit up and everything. And he said, it's an answer to my prayers. Manufacture something in America is going to be definitely cheaper. And he said he would definitely help the Stand Up and Play Foundation. And so we sat down for several months. We started 2 years ago, and we took a paragolfer literally and said, what do we want to make better? Well, first of all, more power. I wanted to go faster. We had a very, very good stand-up, zero friction, we call it standing frame, because that's the most important part for paraplegics. When we don't stand enough, we get what we call bed sores, otherwise known as decubitus, otherwise known as problems. And it actually kills you eventually, because you end up taking antibiotics over years and years and years, and your body eventually becomes immune from all these antibiotics. So it's a logical sense that it's not the right way to do it. But if we can motivate people to stand, actively stand enough, you will prevent that, because it's not a matter of – obviously it depends on how much you do pressure relief, and obviously very carefully in transferring, et cetera, but you can prevent them. And I've been the living, you know, I've been over 20 years, almost 30 years now in a wheelchair, and I haven't had one. And I know a lot of people in the hospital that were using our chair, getting the patient standing up, playing putt-putt, Wii golf in those days, and they were actually helping the pressure relief because it was a lot more fun than just in a static standing machine to get pressure relief.
So you helped design this VertiCat, correct? Obviously, you're Absolutely. With the experience. You wanted to give the challenged person an opportunity to stand up. And in golf, I mean, I've seen this VertiCat in action. You know, at the PGA show, you are going down very steep slopes and in bunkers.
You got a heart attack. I know. I did warn you, though.
Yeah, you're scaring me because I'm thinking, oh my gosh, it's going to tip over. But it's just so balanced and sturdy and strong. Talk a little bit about the design of it.
Hence the word cat. It always lands on its feet, right?
Ah, I love that.
So that's where the vertical and cat came combination came together. Although I did call, you know, initially we were going to call it the Inspo Sport because, you know, over the years when people and not knowing English from the para golfer, people said, this is not really for paras. And you get the word, get away from the word para because you're very able when you're in this. You show the ability, not the ability. And they said it's so inspirational what you, this machine and you inspired my husband, my wife, my kids. You've just given us a whole new lease on life. So, yes, so I did get together with we had a whole bunch of engineers, thanks to Tim. And we sat there, I don't know how many hours on a regular basis. You know, thank goodness for Zoom. Otherwise, I'd be flying back and forth to Minnesota because that's where the base is in St. Paul, Minnesota, is the factory. We did obviously go there a few times. And I was – within 2 years, we had kicked out a product that I'll be honest with you, there's nothing better than in the world. It is so easy to adjust. For me as a golf professional, teaching people and all those various sizes, and you have to be very careful when putting someone in a moving frame that there's no friction because we want to prevent the bed sores, not cause them. So when you're standing, there's a shear effect normally between sitting and standing, and the belting system holds you up, yes, but it not necessarily stops you from shearing if you don't have the right engineering piece of equipment. And this is what they've done for us. And I take my hat off to them because I can change that chair to fit anybody perfectly. I'm talking perfect to the millimeter within under 60 seconds. Now, that is not heard of in the medical field. We've been so blessed that even the Shirley Ryan Abilities Lab, that's one of the biggest neurological rehab centers in Chicago, they actually bought one now and they're going to be working with us because their golf program has shown to be a perfect motivator for their patients. And it's so easily adjustable. And that's what, you know, the company Actus, which is Tim Nicholson's, and my Stand Up USA company got together and we said, let's just make this product and get it out there and people can then have a new lease on life.
So specifically, how does the VertiCat separate itself from the other vehicles out there in the market for the disabled?
The good thing about the VertiCat is, you know, if you have a bad knee, you have a bad hip, back, and you can't really walk, getting in out of a sideways out of a golf cart can be really cumbersome and difficult and painful. But they still want to play golf, and then they, you know, they have to walk up these tee boxes and down these hills, you know, going back to their golf cart on the side if it's a, you know, cart path. This way, you're allowed to actually go to the ball. You literally are in front of the ball. You either stand up with the standing frame system with the belts if you are paraplegic, quadriplegic. And we've even got quadriplegic playing golf, by the way, with a special Velcro grips. And they're really good at putting and chipping. So I do the drives, they do that, and we're actually a good team. But we play scramble golf. Coming back to the machine again, and I get sidetracked because it's my passion. I live it every day, and I see people. And I'll be honest with you, without golf, I don't think I'd be here today. I might have also decided to just, you know, go the easy route, or it's actually a more difficult route, believe you me. But anyway, so what we've done is we've designed the so even a walker that can't walk far uses the chair. He uses it to get as close to the ball as possible, step forward in front of it, hit the ball, sit down, and drive to the next ball. It speeds up play as I call it a semi-walker. And if you are paraplegic, you actually aren't able to, you don't have to leave the vehicle. Compared to the other vehicles, they have a, you know, either you get in a golf cart and you get as close to the ball as possible, get in and out, which is, as I said, problematic for some, or you use the single rider golf carts with swivel seats. And the problem is they don't hold the legs properly, and the belt causes, you know, it's a belt that stops them falling out, but that's about it. It doesn't stop the friction. So we just say, you know, we wanted to stop the friction. We want to make it easy, less stressful. You don't need energy to stand. If you are obviously paraplegic, the belts and the motors do it for you. And it's a lot faster than the old predecessor of the paragolfer. So I was going to call it the paragolfer 2.0, but as I said, we wanted to get away from that word. We wanted to move something further. And VertiCat, hey, have you taken the cat out today? Had some fun. you know, it's for some people, they're using it to go fishing. They're using it to go other places, not just on the golf course, obviously. And this has given them, I said, more freedom outdoors. Now, it is bulky. It is like, you know, 36 inches wide. So it does just fit through a normal door if it's the hinges are out the way, obviously. But you can, it's 5 foot something long. So your radius, you got to be careful when you do turn that there's nobody standing within 5 feet of you. It does a zero turn friction free, because with the new joystick and throttle, I can actually turn on the spot without ripping up the turf, because both motors do work anti-clockwise each. So that way there's no friction. Normally, if you move like a tank, the one track would stand still and the other one would run around and you'd rip up the lawn. This one doesn't. And that's another amazing feature that the VertiCat offers. And then you noticed on those hills how the back wheel almost like broke away. And I was flipped looking into the hill. That was actually initially done by accident with a paragolfer using the three-wheel system with the wheel at the back. I don't know if people know about the old golf cart where the wheels, the one wheel was in the front. They used to turn over. Well, this one is a free-swinging back wheel that we put at the rear. And I actually came on that idea because of my wheelchair. I was on the side of your line, your front casters, they free swing. And every time, if I didn't hold the one wheel properly, I just swing down the hill. So we just sit on the chair the other way around, and the back wheel breaks away, and I'm looking into the hill. So that saves. We called it, make it Marine Corps proof. You know, we don't know much about gravity.
Well, with your military background, and you are a golf professional, you're certified, you have the USGTF Golf Teaching Federation Masters. You're a master professional. You've taught.
Being that for what, 30 years or 40 right. years now? Gosh.
So you're bringing all these experiences, and, you know, sad to say, you are paralyzed. So you know exactly what the best vehicle and design specifics could be to make something that's going to be the best it could possibly be. And if I tell you, you all should get a chance to watch anybody on this VertiCat in action. It is just unbelievable, the innovative features and how strong and sturdy it is. In fact, in a very short period of time, Anthony, the VertiCat has already made a huge impact in the adaptive community. In fact, Max Pagatella, he's an adaptive golfer, and he actually was in a VertiCat when he won in the seated division at the U.S. Adaptive Open last summer at Pinehurst. So you already have a major victory with the VertiCat. And
that was only after four real days in the VertiCat. He had the paragolf for a few months, but he didn't have much time to play because it was, you know, over Christmas. And it's cold in Utah, Salt Lake City, where he lives. He obviously wanted to try it out, and within literally 4 days, he was able to feel more comfortable and felt that, you know, because I said to him, you can pay any either, you know, paragolf, I don't want to, you know, ruin your day. And he just loved and fell in love with and I must be honest, we didn't get that VertiCat back. He earned it. You shoot two under par out of my VertiCat, and we will help you.
Exactly. He wins the U.S. Adaptive Open in the seated division fight by 9 shots. And he says,
yeah, it wasn't fair. It wasn't fair because he did do it semi-standing or standing, I'd say, compared to the other semi-seated.
Well, that's one of the key features of this VertiCat. And he said, in quotes, the VertiCat has changed my life and how I play the game of golf. I owe my victory to the machine and to the amazing people at VertiCat. Standing is a huge privilege for me because it helps with therapy and other activities. And the VertiCat is super easy to use. It's really incredible. And you had touched on something before that I wanted to, you said that if it weren't for golf, you don't know where you'd be having been paralyzed all this time. And, you know, although national tracking of veteran suicide rates is not reliable, the VA does estimate that 22 veterans commit suicide each day. I mean, that's unbelievable. And it's probably even more than that if they would really track it. But so what you're doing, and you and Tim Nicholson are doing, and you're both so committed to making a big difference in the adaptive community, you're saving people's lives by bringing them a vehicle that can help them enjoy the game of golf. And a lot of these people would just be sitting on their sofa, right? Not motivated to do anything.
Or they've stopped playing because of a stroke or some injury, and they don't want to, you know, be a hassle to the rest of their friends and surroundings, and they just stop, you know. And we've now found that way to in bring them back to the game and bring them back outdoors. And I think that's, I know I should take that little pat on the back. But it's, you know, as I said, it's just the golfing community has been a great driver of everything I've done. You know, Gary Player, who is my idol in so many things, as a kid, you know, he always talked about fitness and don't give up and, you know, keep going. And I think, you know, you don't move it, you lose it. And unfortunately, you'll find some people in wheelchairs that could actually move before they sat for years and years and years, and they actually lost that little bit of motion they had. Whereas we are very proud to say that golf is a very, very effective therapy. In actual fact, I must be very honest. I just got some orders from the VA because they've realized that the golfer, the user was playing golf. We gave him a paragolfer to use and to prove that, first of all, is it something for him or her? And they ended up loving the game. So they were actually lucky enough to get the VA to buy one. So those are on order right now for veterans. And thanks to the VA, they realized that golf is a powerful rehab tool. And those that need it are now eligible for one. So people out there, if you're a veteran and you're paralyzed, go to your local VA or contact Stand Up and Play Foundation, and we'll show you how to get things in the right direction and get you outdoors again.
That's wonderful that they've ordered some. And and you're also the world long drive champion at Mesquite.
Yeah.
You were the adaptive golfers back in 2019. And I've seen you hit the ball from this VertiCat in a standing position with the bout obviously keeping you know, safe and balanced in that vehicle. And you have a beautiful swing yourself. You teach golf to probably anybody who seeks you out, right? To inspire them and to teach them the right swing. So you're a busy man, Anthony, but hey, continued success. Co-founder with Tim Nicholson of a company that pioneered and manufactures the innovative VertiCat. Again, the website is www.vertacat.com. I hope to see you soon, Anthony Netto. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Anne. Thank you so much.
My thanks to Anthony Netto, to Steve Dout, to Max Tagasella, and to Mike Goodsone Production. Remember the saying, what lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. Be inspired, be kind, and I look forward to talking with you next time on Sports Interview with Anne Liguori.